You guys know what that sound is. It's time for the midday show to do what we do often. And that's open up an investigation, Hugh. So we were...
Who are we investigating?
Well, we're an NFC East executive. So last night, the big story in the... two big stories with Monday Night Football. One, the Jaguars think Doug might be out of a job. I mean, that's a mess.
Damn.
I love Doug, but that's a shit.
The defense didn't show up, though.
No.
But the offense didn't show up either.
Yep,
so.
The quarterback might just stink. So that's a sinking ship. Josh Allen looks like the MVP of the league. So those are your stories in that Monday night game. The second Monday night game that I was watching a lot of, Hugh, the story was Jaden Daniels, the rookie quarterback, number two pick for the Commanders, looks like the real deal, completed over 90% of his passes last night, out-dueled Joe Burrow. They didn't punt once, and he had a bomb to McLaurin to win the game in the fourth quarter. So that's the big story in the NFL this morning. How good is this Jaden Daniels kid? It looks like he's really good. So there was a tweet last night from Jordan Schultz. We've had on the show before. Jordan Schultz, NFL reporter, and he tweeted... This is the tweet. Text from an NFC East executive. Quote, Jaden really might be him. So we're trying to investigate to figure out who is the NFC East executive.
Who talks like that? First
well, 100%,
that's,
man.
That's the question. So let's kind of, maybe we eliminate people that we think would not talk like that. Do you believe Jerry or Stephen Jones would use that vernacular?
Nah.
I can't see it either. Okay, so that leaves the Cowboys out. There's the Giants, and the only thing I know about Joe Shane is what I've seen on Hard Knocks here.
He's not that bright.
I don't think he's that bright. Also, he could have traded up for Jaden Daniels if he loved him that much. He kind of looks like a bozo if he says he might be him after three games when, you know, he could have went and got him. So I don't think it was Joe Shane. So who does that leave, Hugh Douglas?
You think it's your boy?
I'm just wondering.
Howie.
Could you hear Howie saying that?
Howie, I can see Howie talking like that. I definitely can. Howie's a man of the people, so I could definitely see him saying that.
He definitely thinks he's one of the young cool guys.
He's,
you know,
hip,
he's hip
with it.
Yeah,
he's hip. He's with it.
Jalen Hunt calling him Big Pimpin'.
That's
like
right.
He got that one. Like he knows. He knows what the. Knows what the kids are saying these days.
So,
listen to that rap music. And
if Howie thinks
the Wu-Tang, listen to the Wu-Tang Clan.
If Howie thinks Jaden Daniels is him, is Howie nervous about the Commanders?
Gotta be.
I mean, he would think he would be.
Four game sampling size, people. I tell you what, though, looking at his attempts, they're not afraid to let him throw the football.
Uh-uh.
That's the thing that sticks out to me. You're talking about at least 20 attempts per game since he's been playing. 2-1. Two touchdowns, no interceptions.
They didn't punt last week or this week.
Like that's the most impressive thing. Like they're not afraid to let him sling that rock, and he's not putting the ball in harm's way. Like that's pretty impressive.
When I asked Ross if the Bears took the wrong quarterback, I didn't know what he was going to say. He said yes without question. Hugh, has it happened again? Are we doing this 2 years in a row where the second pick took the better quarterback than the team with the first?
It's hard to quantify, man. And I always am fascinated by it. And I always go back to the quote that Travis Slink. Well, something Travis Slink said to me when he was the GM of the Hawks. He said, you got to figure out what a player's want to is. And now, like, as much as I killed Coach Quinn for the stuff that that happened in Atlanta, he was probably pretty genius in his way, the way that he went about figuring out which quarterback that he was going to take by having them all come at the same time. And what'd they do, go putt-putt or something?
I think they went to putt-putt.
They went to putt-putt.
Or Top Golf or
something. Who got mad? One of them got mad because he was like, he wanted it to be him. How is he doing right now?
I don't know. I forget which one that was, but you're right. It was because there were five.
Was it Will Levis? No, it wasn't Will Levis.
No, because he was drafted last year. There were five first-round quarterbacks. So, you know,
I can't think of which one it was, but one of them had an attitude.
Yeah, they obviously only had a chance to get the one that wasn't taken at number one. I mean, that one they didn't have control over, but I think they got a quarterback. I thought the Commanders
like
could be a problem before the season started.
You did.
I didn't think he'd be this good. I just thought he'd run around and make some plays.
Four-game sampling size. You got the Cardinals coming up this week. That's going to be a pretty interesting game, 4-5 game. He's going to be on the radar. I want to see what he does.
Kyler versus him is going to be very entertaining.
That feels like a shootout. I didn't look at the total yet, but that feels like a high-scoring game. So the Commanders are on our radar, and what's our investigation yield here? That was Howie?
Yeah, it was. There's no question it was Howie.
It was obviously Howie.
No, because I don't
see
what.
As soon as I saw it, I'm like, that's Howie.
The one that's another, what, Light? Is it the one, who's the Jason Light?
In Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay. You got Veach in Kansas City.
Now, it did say this was an NFC East.
NFC East.
Yes. Well, yeah.
So that narrowed it down okay, for yeah. pretty good.
It was Howie. Okay. It was
I close. Was just trying to figure out what other GM, a younger GM, that
would talk
that
like
was
that.
Comparable. Yeah.
All the context clues point to Howie.
It does. It really does, which means Howie's worried about J.D. Daniels. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. A lot to discuss on the Sirianni thing, and, of course, celebrating the Phillies winning the National League East. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Will.
Gentlemen, you, come on with that.
What I do? I'm just like, Will. How you doing? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, listen. I'm doing great, man. We did what I knew we was going to do. I can say, man, I never doubted the Phillies. As much as everybody was talking and, going to get dogs and everything, I never doubted the Phillies. And I'm going to stand on what I said, man. I said I went to the game with Joe and them, and if I make it to the game with you guys, they went to the World Series that year. They didn't get it done. But this year, they're going to get it done. I have no doubt about it. But the thing is, man, I don't care who we play. I don't care who we play, man. It's on and popping now. We come together as a team, and everybody's chimed in, man. But you know one thing I don't want to see? Ain't no partying yet. It ain't no party.
So you didn't like the partying last night?
No, man. Listen, man, the party starts when we bring home that championship. That's what we signed up for. That's why he kept this team together. That's why he invested. That's why the fans are invested. We done seen that, you know, going to the playoffs and going to the World Series and not getting the job done. Ain't no partying. The party starts when we bring that parade to Philadelphia. That's when the party starts, baby. But guess what? We're back, baby. They ain't think we will be back, but we're back. And this year, we're going to win it all. We're going to win 1, 2, 3, 4 championships, baby. Because all of Philly teams are popping, and they're going to set the trend. And already, you know what we're going to do. So the best, the Yankees, whoever won it, bring it on. Because now, welcome to the territory. The Phillies is the best, and we're going to win it all, baby.
I love it, Will.
That was
Will,
impressive.
It was.
Way to improvise after the music started.
When the music starts, it's like steroid for the take. We got this. All four teams.
Championships in a row.
That's wild.
I mean, I'm feeling good about the Phils. I don't know about everybody else. 4 championships.
So the music does to you, man.
I know. You put that music on and everyone feels it. Everyone feels extra excited. Robert in Hamilton, New Jersey wants everyone to lay off Nick Sirianni. What's up, Robert?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Hey, Robert. What are you thinking today?
Hey, you guys are hilarious. Listen, I have a lot of thoughts, but I just want to provide context. Is that all right today?
Yeah, we like context on this show. Let's hear it.
Context clues. We
Perfect.
Like that.
Hugh, you asked a caller earlier. You said, what would you do if it was forced and you were in that situation? Let me answer that question, all right? Mm-hmm. Because, Hugh, I love you, and I want you on my podcast, but I got a bone to pick with you, man, because you're the only one who actually played football and you know football situations. So let me provide this context. Fourth down, end of the half. We were playing bad pretty much the whole half, correct?
We were playing bad. Okay.
Okay.
I acknowledge that. Okay.
Okay. Who had the ball first? Who? Us or them?
They had the ball first.
They had the ball first.
Okay. So who gets the ball back?
We get the ball back.
Perfect. Boom. So it's the end of half. If we convert on that fourth down, even if we get the first down, great. We can call a timeout. If we have maybe one chance to get it into the end zone. If we get it into the end zone, that 7 points, great. Now we're up 7-3. We get the ball back second half. We go down and score. How many points are we up?
Score again. That would be, what's that, 13?
Or 14.
We got to kick the field goal.
Well,
we got to kick the field goal. Still got to kick the field goal.
So instead of you guys looking at the glass half empty, look at it half full. Understand what Nick Sirianni is trying to do. And Kyle, that's why I said that you don't know, you really don't know football, because that's a football culture. That's
Robert, may I be allowed to interject and retort? Okay, first of all, I ain't coming on your podcast. I'm sorry. I ain't gonna do that because of contractually. You know, I can't do that.
And because you just ripped me. Right?
No. And second of all, okay, you present a scenario where, you know, you could potentially be up by 4 points before the half, correct? But if you're in a situation where there's still a lot of time on the clock and nothing has been decided yet, you've held the number one offense in the NFL at that point to 3 points, what's the safe thing to do in a situation like that? Knowing that your defense has been playing well, what's the safer bet, to take the three or go for the seven?
Hugh, I understand your point.
Wait a minute, Robert. Before you go into a whole diatribe, just answer the question. Just answer. What would you do in that situation?
No, but what I would do is go for the four. You didn't ask me that. You said what would be the safer option.
Because that's what I'm asking you. What is the safer option? Take the three, and knowing that you're going to get the ball back in half. So going into halftime, you're tied 3-3, and you get the ball back, and your defense is playing well. What's the safer option?
The safer option, Hugh, but I understand that. What did we do back in 22? We got a comfortable lead, and then our defense was able to play good.
So you're right about that. And look,
right about what, Joe?
Well, he's right. In 22, that's what it was. This
22.
This isn't the 2022
What years are we in?
We're in 24.
So why the hell are we talking about? You know what you sound like, Robert? No disrespect to you,
Nick Sirianni.
You sound like Coach Sirianni.
This team, Robert,
I don't care nothing about what happened in 2022. I'm living in the now. What would you do right now with this defense? And let me just add a little bit more layer to this cake for you. What would you do with this defense knowing that the last 2 weeks they hadn't been playing well, but they're playing well now? What would you do?
They were playing well all the first half. We can't look at the glass half empty.
It's not half empty. They didn't have A.J. Brown in the game.
See, listen.
Lane Johnson is hurt.
Can I say this, Joe?
In 22, they had the best roster in the NFL. You could manage or coach differently if you have the horses. This team is certainly not bad, but they're not as good as they were 2 years ago. You got to manage and coach differently.
I don't mind having somebody disagree with me about what I talk about. But do me a favor, because this is the absolute most irritating thing that you could do. Don't long talk me. Like, when I ask you a question, just like you ask me a question, and I answer the question, just answer the question. I don't need a whole lot of long talking, man. That's not how my brain works. You're going to get to talking so long, and I'm going to check out on you. Answer the question, please. I asked you a simple question. What is the safer path in this situation, knowing that you're going to get the ball back? I don't need all that other rhetoric, that fast talking or whatever it is. Just answer the question that I'm asking you.
The safer option was to kick the field goal, Hugh.
Okay, that's it. And so why? Okay, so tell me why, in that situation, knowing all these intangibles that I brought to the table, why are you trying to be a maverick and do something that makes no sense?
Because it's not about being an American. We're not trying to be safe. We're trying to win a football game comfortably.
Well, okay, it's risk first reward, though. Like, that's the thing we're not getting.
Since I know he's not on the phone, but what puts you in a better chance of winning a football game? Going for seven and potentially not making it, or going for three and tying it up?
I think people just look at it, seven's better than three. Sure it is. But there's also a chance at zero. That's what happened. They got zero, and they liked
it. What's that called? Bird in hand?
Yeah.
Beat two in the bush.
And Ross said it to us earlier, they were likely to get three anyway. They would have had one more play. Maybe it would have been a touchdown. More likely it's an incomplete pass or whatever. Jalen throws it out of bounds to preserve a second for the field goal. Three was likely anyway. So why risk three versus zero?
I do know football, by the way. I just wanted to...
I think you do too. Not on the Sirianni thing, but I think you do.
You felt triggered a little bit.
Well, no, because real quick, because I know we're going to break, but he was like on the phone, like, you've never been a head coach, which is,
I think,
exactly. I think it's the stupidest argument in the world.
No,
we talk
count
about quarterback
Madden
play all the time.
Is head coaching
everyone
either.
Just glossed over my high school football time in this conversation as well. I was the long snapper, all right? 215-592.
I'm a high school football coach at heart.
94-94.
Yeah, wow, man.
All right, some open lines you want to hop in. Should Sirianni be able to override Kellen Moore on game day? Plus, we celebrate the Phillies win the NL East, and calls on all of it with Kiss the Baby Week 3 edition on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's here, and we're arguing about it every day. The most wonderful time of the year. That's football season, y'all. And what's on the menu for football season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're the tailgate king or the gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.